Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode.
Not if you butt.
I am Shari.
I'm Ebony.
I am Corey.
Ebony, are you sitting in your white chair?
That's the desk chair.
So, Ebony, what are you listening to?
Hey, I'm listening to the Montgomery Brawl 2023 playlist that is available on Apple Music.
They made a playlist
of 57 minutes of bangers.
Wow, I'm gonna have to look that up and listen to it.
I'll share it with you now.
Please share it with
me. It just make you want to fight people?
It just gets you hype and ready for
whatever.
The club, for the riverboat, for the river walk, for the slam Sundays. It gets you ready for everything.
Well, as our resident, Alabama resident, I must say y'all have been on one these last couple of months, baby. Y'all been showing out.
Kidnappings, brawling,
baseball fights. Y'all just been.
I see that you have on your black hat in unison of
absolutely,
Mr. Sir, that was assaulted by those thugs, those goons, those gangbangers.
Yes.
On Saturday, August 5th. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we might as well just get into it.
First of all, what's everybody drinking?
Oh. I'm drinking a Riverboat lemonade.
You drinking water?
I'm drinking
water.
I'm drinking Riverboat water. From where that 16-year-old hopped into that water river. I had to import it from Montgomery. That's what I'm drinking right now.
I'm drinking raspberry purple haze.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's get into it, Corey.
I have all the feels on this. I'm so proud. I'm so excited. And let me say, here at Naturally Unbothered, we don't condone violence. However,
you have molested a child.
Yes. Absolutely. I loved every minute of this. And it was just like everything was so entertaining. Outside of the entertaining, it was beautiful, from seeing the young man swim, seeing the workers on the clock beating ass, just everything was the commentary from the videos. Like, I think one of my favorite was one girl, she had the sound effects. It was good. And then to later find out there were so many little different pieces. The boat was called Harriet Tubman. There was a I don't know if it was a rally or what it was, but Trump had just left Montgomery, had did something there. And so it was just like a beautiful full circle moment. And then I found out today that the area where that was, Riverboat, was where they used to do slave trades. Will, you know, come out from the boats and stuff there. But it was just like a full circle, beautiful moment. I loved it. What y'all got?
I like the man who came down from the top. He was like, fuck this. He left his whole family and was like, fuck it.
Which
and the one man that threw the hat up.
The guy in the white shorts, I believe she's referring to the man in the white shorts.
Oh, that was that came down first. Was like,
yeah, because he was just like,
I ain't trying to fight. I'm trying to break this up.
Yeah, but he was like, this is not going to happen on my watch. And he literally left his whole family.
I have to agree with everything everybody said. Also, a shout out to the inventor of that folding chair, who was a Black man. I condone violence when it needs to be condoned. I'm absolutely with the shits.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad that we were not, because we be standing back filming. I'm so glad that this was not one of those times. I feel like this is one of the things that is needed. I feel like it is, I think this has started a new kind of civil rights movement. And I hate to say it that way, but I do believe that this is what this has started, because it's just too much bullshit, especially with Trump putting out all of the bullshit that he puts out into the universe and all the shit that happened while he was running for office and in office with white people doing whatever they wanted to Black people and getting a fucking way with it. It was time, and it couldn't have happened on a better day. It couldn't have happened in a better place. It couldn't have happened by the best people in all of America's. And so I'm happy that it happened. I feel like it needed to happen. I feel like it was long fucking overdue. It was absolutely necessary. I hate that I do not live in Montgomery. I have lived in Birmingham. However, I'm just very proud of everybody who stepped up. That 16-year-old boy, I'm just in awe of him on all of his actions all the way around, from jumping in the water, feeling like he had to be a part of just breaking it up or jumping in and all of the things, and swimming to get that by any means necessary.
First of all, he's a Black man that can swim.
Yes, yes. I'm also proud that I'm proud that he, people have been sending him money from all over, and he is like, I'm good. Like, y'all, I don't, please stop. You know, he's requested people to stop sending him money. It just shows what type of character he may have, and whatever character his parents may have, because they do have a publicist that's putting out this information, you know, for them, for that family. But just the fact that, because me, I keep it, keep it rolling in.
Okay.
Keep the money coming. So, I mean, that could be for college. It could be for anything.
And I was going to say, he got college coming up.
Exactly. So they could easily just, you know, and I don't know how much money has been sent. I do want it to be a reflection of those times everybody was there. I wish one of those times when somebody could come in like that man off of Harlem Nights and go to the jail and get all the Black folks out. Could have been that.
But well, they were all released. Except for three people.
Yeah, everyone's been released. And even the Black guy that was hitting people with chairs is just wanting for questioning.
I mean, he folded her up with that chair. Good Lord, what he did to her with that chair. But she was like...
She was out there in the mix. So she was out there in the mix putting her motherfucking hands on people. And we all know that consequences come for actions. They might not come right away while you're in the mix. But she was deserving of that fucking crack on the head.
And women have to stop thinking that it's okay for them to put their hands on a man and the man not retaliate. Women have got to start teaching their daughters that you cannot put your hands on a man and expect him not to defend himself.
Yes. And that does honestly go across all boards. But in this particular case, white women have an issue with putting their hands on everybody and thinking that they're not going to catch this fade. Bitch, you will get fucked up. I wish a bitch would. No. So what was received on that very day, on the Cinco de Agosto, is what Our Cinco de Mayo of August, Cinco de Augusto, August 5th, 2023. I'm so proud and I can't wait to celebrate it next year. I've already got my t-shirt, it's been ordered. My chair earrings have been ordered. And I'm just waiting to be careful I can wear them on that special day.
It's also my grandmother's birthday. So that was like a nice little shout out. Madea was, you know, handling business up there for us. But one of the things that I said was, I said they could create a GoFundMe and I would donate to that. And I saw Stephanie Mills said that she would do a benefit, you know, concert to help with people legal fees and things like that. So people are rallying together to do that. I think that's beautiful if that happens.
I'm there if you know show up, baby.
There's probably going to be a lot of attorneys that are pro bono.
Taslin, I can't think, Figueroa, she is, she does the important news on the Breakfast Club, and she has stated that there are, I'll get the information when I listen to it again, about attorneys that are going, that are stepping up to help whoever is going to need it in that time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're not even, everything that was done was in self-defense. And at no time, never, is okay for y'all to put your hands on anybody. And I thought he was a security guard. That man was not a security guard. He was the captain's second mate or whatever he might have been called. And he went over there to move the boat. And so,
they have been calling ahead for 20 minutes, telling them to move the boat.
45 minutes. And so, and they're, of course, they're given explicitives and all those kind of things. And so, I mean, you can tell how they want, how they were reacting by how the people that were on the ship that needed to be, or on the little boat that needed to be parked, the people who were filming it, you know what I'm saying? You could tell how that they were being vulgar and all that, but they was like, move, bitch, get up, you know, because they had been there on there all that time and getting tired of being on that boat. So, I mean, look, they got what they got. I hope they get some type of charges. I hope their business never opens back up for that family, the whole family. They was having a funky good time too. I listened to their pictures before the melee. And they were just having such a good time. And I'm glad that their fucking day was ruined and they got their asses kicked. Everybody who stepped up there and thought that they were just going to do some shit. Thank y'all. Thank you for every person in Montgomery who motherfucking did what y'all was supposed to fucking do. Thank you.
And all that could have been avoided if they had just moved the boat.
That's amen. Amen.
All right. Now everybody got that out their system? Everybody whoops off?
I think so.
All right, let's get and on to
another thing.
All right, let's entertain the next elephant, the Lizzo elephant.
Hold on, before we get on that elephant, what we do have to do is give a shout out to this Erykah Badu look that Shari is giving tonight.
Yes.
I want to call Tyrone. I want a window seat.
I need to get all of my bags.
Okay. A bag lady.
Y'all is crazy.
My afro.
This is called I need to retwist my hair and wash it. So this is what y'all got today.
I love it.
It's so cute.
Lizzo. Okay. I don't really know what I really believe on this. I don't know if I believe everything that's been put out. I do think I feel like I'm one of those people where there is
smoke.
Where there is smoke, there is fire. And I feel like something has gone on, but I'm not sure if it's to the extent of what's been put out. So it's kind of crazy. It's kind of unfortunate because I watched Lizzo's reality show and I had never really been into her music or anything like that, you know, maybe a song or something, like, okay. But after watching her show and, you know, I'm like, you know, she's really like a positive person, you know, cool, you know, whatever, which was what was displaying on the show or whatever. So I don't know. I just, it's hard to believe that. So I'm waiting to see what all comes out. Did y'all watch the show?
What do you think, Ebony? I never watched her show.
Okay. Yeah, I did not watch the show. I thought about watching it. I thought about maybe going back and watching it. So this is how I feel about it. I don't know. I know that I don't believe the girl who gained the weight. I don't believe anything she fucking says that comes out of her fucking mouth. I do believe that they went to the club or whatever, and it was like a banter, like, go, 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 like hyping it up to touch the thing, because that's what you do when you're amongst friends. I think that she's gotten a lot of too close and didn't separate that. I also know that Lizzo is a persona. And so outside of Lizzo, she's a regular smuggler girl. So there have been some statements, like her boyfriend's ex, who has mentioned that Lizzo wasn't nice to her. She was standoffish. Not that she was mean to her or said anything. She was just like, instant. I'm like, okay, bitch, first of all, Lizzo don't owe you shit. Mm-hmm. She does not have to speak to you. And for that matter, she don't have to be fucking nice, because that she don't have to. And people get it confused, bitch. Okay, yes, I am all about body. Two things can be true. She can still be about body positivity and still not want to fuck with you. And this was before she got with that lady's boyfriend. We don't know what, y'all was together 10 years, that motherfucker didn't marry you. So obviously he wasn't going to commit to you. And I mean, when he and Lizzo hosted some type of show together that I never seen, never fucking heard of, don't even give a shit about. So, but that's how they met. And sometimes we all know that when people work together, sometimes feelings grow. That happened to the best of us, Brad and Angelina, blah, 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 and so forth and so fucking on. The other thing is, I also believe that this can be true. You can, I am being positive about your body. It's okay that you're a big girl, but bitch, I don't need you to keep on gaining weight while we're in this process, because I don't have, you've already been fitted for your dance clothes. I don't need to have to let shit out for you. I don't want to have to let shit out for anybody. So you shouldn't be gaining weight. And she said that nobody said you're fat, you need to lose weight. Well, what the fuck did she say? She said, is everything okay with you? Like, what's going on? Somebody might really want to fucking know what is wrong with you. But because you have low self-esteem, bitch, you want to project how you feel about yourself onto my words. And that's not what the fuck I said. I said, what's wrong with you? What's going on with you? What's wrong? And if you knew you had a fucking eating disorder and you had mental issues going on, then you should have excused yourself from the show and fucking got yourself together and then auditioned to come back.
Or at least communicated that.
Or at least communicated that in the beginning, instead of having them bring you into a private area, whatever. Secondly, on that same bitch that I don't believe, how you go through all that shit, but audition to come back for the second season. Put a she's so great, and look, I don't think Lizzo knows that I can sing. I have a voice and I feel like it can be heard, blah, blah, blah. Bitch. I think she's a bitter bitch that got let go for whatever reason. Bitch, this is an at-will opportunity.
Absolutely.
I can let you go at any time because you're disgruntled. That's fine. And also, I'm sorry, I'm long-winded about this, but there's another motherfucker who's supposed to be a Grammy nominated or Oscar nominated. I don't give a fuck what she was. The one who got out of the shit before.
Oh, the documentary
director bitch who got in and got out. So when people want perfection, I run a billion-dollar establishment. when I want, and I know you can probably do things nice, and there's a nice, nasty type of do things, but I might be a perfectionist. I want things to be perfect. Like, you only get one shot at this. And if I tell you how I want it, or if I seem partial, because my name is on the shit, bitch, your name ain't on it. Well, your name might be on it, but my name is the overall name on the shit. Mm-hmm. Nobody mm-hmm. really checks for the director unless they need a fucking director for something. But at the beginning of the day, my name's the one that's fucking enlightened it. People want to watch the shit. So fine, bitch, if you back out of it and you don't want to be a part of it, that's absolutely fine. If you don't want to go, if you don't want to live up to my expectations or have those things, like, you know, Beyonce is the same way. You know, we watched her documentary. She's hard on her. She goes just as hard as she puts out. And mm-hmm. I believe Lizzo was that same way. Bitch, if I'm going hard and I'm dancing, I'm not missing a beat, that's what the fuck I expect of you. So if your fat ass is over there, and I can call people fat because I'm fat. If your fat ass is over there, out of breath and fucking breathing heavy and can't keep up, bitch, you got to go. And go ahead. What do you think?
I just feel like, there were other aspects of the lawsuit claim that I was a little more interested in. The one girl who was a virgin, and they basically virginity shamed her. and then there's some other allegations, like beyond the sexual harassment, it was like some racial harassment and this false imprisonment. Like, this was giving them a curfew. I couldn't figure out, like, I needed to know more about it. Is this because y'all have to be in at a certain time, or because after the show y'all can't hang out in cities? Like, I don't really know what the false imprisonment was, but that's another charge that was brought up against her. And just interfering with, like, their economic standing, basically, because they've been fired or let go.
A lot of acts and things have curfews and things for their things. Like, we have to be somewhere, you know, I don't need y'all out getting drunk or whatever and not being able to make it, or even worse, getting in an accident. Now we got to find somebody, you know, to fill the shoe. So that's not unnormal for acts that are on the road to have curfews.
Especially they're going to places that are out of the country. Like, mm-hmm. Again, under my responsibility, because I'm Lizzo, yeah, I need for y'all to be in at a certain time, because we all know that in some places, after dark, your ass will get fucking snatched. So if mm-hmm. I tell you you need to be back in by 9 o'clock, bring your motherfucking ass back in at 9 o'clock.
And then Also, it's probably not even Lizzo's rule. That's probably like management, or, you know, tour management that's doing it, like, hey, let's have a cute curfew. And she's probably like, yeah, that's a good idea or whatever. But,
right,
you know, I don't know.
I think it's like some bullshit, honestly. I think it's some bullshit. I think people just...
So do y'all think it's bullshit about the banana, the situation with the banana?
What was the banana thing?
Eating the banana out of another girl's vagina?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if I believe that. Like, that's the stuff where I'm like...
Because they said that Lizzo talks very sexual. Several people have said that she's very sexual. She loves to talk about sex, sex-related things.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said she's an exhibitionist. I did see the part of her show that I think might have been going on TikTok where they had to do a nude photo shoot, and it's basically to get you comfortable with your body. I've been there and had those type of shoots. I had it with myself, but when I posted my picture on Facebook almost 12 years ago, when I had lost all that weight, that's one of the first pictures I posted. It was tastefully done. It was beautiful. I probably reposted it for the group. But I loved that picture of me, and I felt so good about myself. And so I think you don't even learn to love yourself until you're able to look at yourself in the mirror, in your bare skin, and be like, love, and you go back and reflect on it. But she did give those girls an option. I mean, with the girls who felt uncomfortable doing it, they didn't have to do it. They were cold, or they got down to what they were comfortable in being, whether it was just their bra and a towel wrapped around their waist or whatever the fuck it was, or a two-piece swimsuit. I think that these bitches, I think, let me not call these bitches bitches, but I'm just so over this shit. Like, I'm so upset at the little smallest things are being taken out of proportion. Like, it's just the little things. Like, okay, so what fucking employer do you know? I'll walk off from a fucking job. I'm not gonna be at any job.
But that's the thing. Everybody ain't like you. Everybody won't just walk off their job. They might actually really need their job.
Well, yeah, they might really need the job, but how bad do you need that job? No, and this is not okay.
I put up with a lot of shit I needed the time to get myself in at the hospital. I put up with a lot of shit. Remember, I got into physical altercations. Yeah, I got assaulted by a patient. Like, you go through a lot of shit.
I mean, I was one too.
Just for the bigger picture.
I know I sued Popeyes I didn't leave. I got fired, but I stayed. So I know what it's like to stay. And I know the other women that were in the lawsuit who didn't speak English who needed to stay for that. But I'm saying, like, I think it's a different type of situation when you're working for somebody that's in the industry, and if you have ulterior motives. I can't speak for all the girls, I'm just speaking for the one girl that I do not believe. She had ulterior motives to be something. I want to be Lizzo, I want to be her. She is great, she is the queen of all things, queen of queens. That's the language that came out of her mouth after she said that all this shit happened to her. She was trying to go back. So for her, I don't believe it. She was trying to get back in. And I'm just, you know, really.
Are they selling out? Is Lizzo settling out of court?
I think that's why they sued. I think that's why they took it to the media, because she didn't settle out of court. Because, you know, most times it goes to that. It goes through that stages first with this type of thing. I believe she was like, fuck no. I'm not doing that. I'll see you in court. Y'all can, and of course, in the world of public scrutiny and all that shit, the world is gonna judge it first. But yeah, I think that she was like, I ain't doing that. Take me to court. I don't give a fuck if this made public list, because all the shit y'all saying, y'all have to fucking prove I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
if it's true, I hope that it comes out and everything is settled the way that it needs to be. And if it's false, I hope that everything works out for everybody. But
I'm sorry, Corey. I just have to say this because my brain is about to explode. And you know, people may not like, it's like people have this experience with a person and they don't say anything about the person, whether it's I just don't like this person, or this person made me feel a way or whatever, they don't say shit. And then other people come out and then they jump on this bandwagon and say, oh, I didn't like her either because that one time she did this and the one time they did that. They did the same fucking thing with Jonathan Majors. How everybody jumped on his motherfucking case, and then the motherfucking person who is fucking gone, and now her ass is being sued for the shit she said. It's a whole completely different case now. And this nigga was dragged through the mud. So I'm just sick of this shit, man. Yeah. I'm tired of it.
All right, fair enough. Do y'all know what a Mexican pancake is?
That is a Mexican's ass.
Okay.
A Mexican pancake, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say, because they be eating refried beans, I'm going to have to say it has something with shit and sitting in shit. I believe it. That's what it is.
So a Mexican pancake is when a man comes on a woman's face and then applies his semen like a mask onto her face. And then once it dries, he peels it off and feeds it to her.
But why is it called a Mexican pancake?
I don't know.
It's very racial. That is too long of a process, first of all, and ill. Second,
yuck.
I'll pass, thank you.
And if it's drying in globs, on the face, that's very gross.
Well, he's, I'm sure it has to be smoothed out. So it can, yeah, you got to smooth it out.
See, this is one of those things that I wonder, how did this shit start? Like, how did this come to somebody's mind?
Who did this shit?
Let me do this and then peel it. Can it peel off like that?
I don't know.
Well, I'll never be able to tell you that. I don't know. Because that shit is gross. And I'm...
I think that should be your homework for tonight.
Sorry.
Homework.
Yours.
I was actually talking
nut,
to you.
I don't even like nut on me like that.
My husband
working on your ass when you're hitting it from the back.
I mean, I've been graduating.
You graduated?
I'm graduating.
Oh, you're graduating. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm graduating. From it not touching me to it can go on the ass and on the stomach.
Okay. Well, tell Robert I want him
but
to
I
come
don't
on your
really
face
think
tonight,
I'll
Abby.
Ever graduate to a facial.
No. And to Corey, never. Not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
So what is your favorite smoothie, Ebony?
When I'm with my daddy, we go to Smoothie King and we get mango. We get mango with greens and something else, protein. We get 2 scoops of protein, mango. I get mango pineapple. He gets mango peach or something and all that. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Corey?
I'm not really a smoothie person, but okay. I'll take whatever, you know, I'm probably.
What's your favorite flavor then? If you go get a frosty.
If I was to go get a smoothie, I would get.
Or
like,
a shaved ice.
I would get like a strawberry or a kiwi or something like that.
Okay. So no sour apple smoothies for anybody?
Ooh, I do like the shaved ice and sour apple. That shit goes hard with the watermelon with it. Ooh, that shit goes hard.
That would be nothing that I would order on my own, but if somebody like suggested that, I would be like, okay, I'll try it.
Same. It's not my first
go-through. I would definitely order you guys a sour apple smoothie because it is basically. Do y'all want the smoothie?
No.
Wait a minute.
No, bitch. If you order something,
so basically, a sour apple smoothie is when a syphilis-infected female queefs, which causes the green pus, liquid pus, to ooze out of her vagina into your mouth.
Oh.
That's exactly why I don't do
and
this.
You give her head while having this green.
So are people
oozing.
Going out seeking syphilis females?
You know, there
it,
is
apparently it is a thing.
Keep up with diseases.
It is a thing for people to go out and seek other infected people, even people with HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, they sought after those type of situations.
And people still getting syphilis in 2023?
And is?
It's like, first of all, it's like 128% increase in Houston.
That's right.
Which is why my vagina stays in the house.
Yeah, that.
I can't even put my vagina out in the street. I really want it to be out in the street, but it really can't be not in Houston with 128% of syphilis.
It's so much protection.
One out of two people in Houston have syphilis.
Girl, that's too many. That's not the correct number.
Allegedly, one out of two people in.
One in two people
have syphilis.
50% of the population.
That's a lot of green pus. walking
green
around.
Sour apple smoothie.
I wish had it. I can think of two people I wish had it. But I ain't gonna say their names.
Please don't.
CR and SR. CR and his wife or baby mama or whatever. I hope they both got it. But anyway.
So
I do. Mm-hmm, I said
I have a question scenario to pose to.
Let's go.
Okay. So the question is, but before you answer, I have to say more. Would you change your appearance for someone? So I was watching a show and this guy had mentioned to this girl that he was saying he was or dating or something. Like, I would really, you know, kind of be into you, but your teeth are really jagged and it really messes with me, and I'm always looking at it, and it kind of prevents me from really going, you know, just really falling for you or whatever. And so she was like, well, what if I get braces? He's like, well, I wouldn't really want you to do anything because I still don't know mentally how I feel, you know, or whatever. So anyway, she goes and get braces or whatever. So, you know, they're, you know, dating or whatever. So her family finds out about this and they're pissed. Like, he made her go get braces and things of this nature. He's like, I didn't make her go get braces, but, you know, I did tell her that that was something that bothered me. So
teeth are important.
So it made me wonder, how would we feel if someone asked us to, you know, change something about ourselves? Because I've even been in situations where it'll be like, I could date him if he lost about 40-50 pounds, but of course I would never tell anybody that. Or I think he cute, but he dressed so fucking weird. You know what I'm saying? And if we all could be honest and tell people, you know, like XYZ, then maybe we could talk. But it made me think.
I have not dated a lot of people because they teeth is fucked up. Mm-hmm. I don't care how fine, how beautiful, how whatever you are. If your teeth are fucked up, I can't focus on nothing else about you but your fucked up ass teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But how would you feel if somebody said something to you about something that bothered you?
Actually depends on what it was. If it's something like physical, it just depends on what it is. Like, you know, if there was something wrong with my teeth and someone did say, hey, you know, you need to get your teeth fixed. If I felt like it was something that I really needed to do, I mean, I probably would, but I wouldn't do it just to date them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody keeps bringing some stuff up, I mean, I would definitely take a second look at it, but it just depends. Like, I'm so in my, this maybe if I was like 20 or something, because mm-hmm. in this skin I'm in right now, you get what you get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ain't over here trying to tell you what to be, and I hope you ain't over here trying to tell me what to be. I'm trying to accept people for who they are, where they are, but I am going to tell you, a bitch has her limits, and that is bellies hanging over your pants, sir, and your teeth being fucked up, ma'am or sir.
So if there was someone that you kind of was getting to know and his belly was just not what you liked, but you liked him.
We just gonna be
like
friends.
You was feeling him. You were.
It
really
doesn't matter.
But
there's been people that I've been really feeling, Corey. I'm talking about really feeling like, oh, I really like you. No, I'm not talking to you.
Would you? So you wouldn't even have the conversation or bring it up? You would just be like, no. Pieces. Okay, Ebony.
No, but I do, but you know what? I do say, I probably would have said something, especially if I had been drinking. Like, everybody pretty much knows that you can't have no big old stomach and your teeth can't be jacked up. Like, mm-hmm. You know, if you got a little crooked, one little crooked tooth, I'll be wondering why you didn't fix the crooked tooth, but I'm not going to be like, oh, but if your teeth is doing all kinds of shit,
mm-hmm.
Don't even worry about it. We're going to be friends.
Okay.
I'm just not even going to really even be bothered. So I wouldn't tell you anything about yourself. I'm just not going to be interested because I know what I'm attracted to. So seeing somebody off the bat and their teeth have been fucked up their whole life, I don't see them going to get them fixed because I mentioned it. So they're comfortable in that, in their place where they at. And they might feel like, well, shit, if you can't accept me for my teeth being fucked up, then, yo, I do look at teeth. Those are important to me because my teeth are important to me. So, of course, I want the person I'm with to have their shit fixed, have some dental coverage, okay? Because I got dental coverage. And when I went without a side tooth for about 8 months, that was the hardest portion of my life. That was the hardest thing I think it didn't have nothing to do with you having no coverage.
It's because you have been underwent too many surgeries and you need to go do no more.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, I could, but I still did not have a side tooth for 8 months. And it affected my mental. So especially when, I mean, your whole life you'd be smiling and when you'd be smiling big, and then I felt like a whole side, I felt like all my teeth was going on the side. Thank God. That's the only time I think I've ever been so thankful for COVID, because I had to wear a mask. So it was nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was covered the whole time. So I was like,
reverse it. And if someone told you something, or like, how would you think you would feel or handle?
I think I would probably feel away. I think if it came to my weight, because my weight doesn't tend to fluctuate. So if it came to that and that person said that I needed to lose weight, I would let them know that they probably should go ahead and move on, because I know that someone telling you you have to do something does not fucking work. And so I know I'm not going to do anything on another motherfucker's time. It has to be on my time. So mm-hmm. I would probably just be like, you know what? Then I'm probably not the big bitch for you. And you can go ahead and find that skinny bitch or that smaller bitch or whoever the fucking bitch that you need to be mm-hmm. with, because I'm just not her. Right now, in my truth, I'm just a big girl. That's my whole truth right now. And I can't tell nothing but the truth on that. Now, if I lose weight, which I'll lose some, but am I going to lose all? Probably motherfucking not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the one person that it should matter to most is me and my husband, you know what I'm saying? And that's not anything that he's gonna lose me. I mean, if I get up to my 600-pound life and he haven't taken care of me like that, then it's an issue. But right now, you know, my weight is not an issue. It's an issue for me, it's not for him. So you have to want to work on yourself. If you're one of those people, if you're self-conscious about whatever it is, then that's the shit that you should work on. Because most people who have anything, if you're just fucked up, they think it's fucked up too. And I think they should work on getting it fixed. Because people know that.
Yeah, I respect the whole thing. Because like I said, I've been in situations where it's been like, I would really fuck with him if, you know, and it'll be something very minor, very superficial mm-hmm. or whatever. But I think it's hard to hear, to be that mm-hmm. person to be like, but if I felt like that person was worth it or something mm-hmm. like that, 9 times out of 10, like you said, it probably was something that I thought about, was mm-hmm. insecure about already anyway.
That person is not going to be worth it, Corey. Let me tell you why. Because you're going to get that fixed and then it's going to be something else that they see in you that they don't like. You know what I'm saying? So. If a person feels like they have to fix you, if they can't accept you for where you're at, you're not mm-hmm. the one. Because most people, when they like somebody, like when you really, really feeling somebody for real, like when you're really, really feeling somebody, you look past weight limits. I fucked with somebody who was a big dude. But I looked past all that because
weight is totally different. I'm talking like super fit. Like there's this guy I like, but he smokes cigarettes, and I'm like,
nope.
You know what I'm saying? It's like something like that. I'm like, I can't get with.
No, because you're not gonna stop smoking. You're gonna tell me that you stop smoking. You're gonna make sure you don't smoke when you're around me, but you're still gonna be smoking.
Exactly.
I don't want no parts of that. Then you're gonna come down there with your little nicotine breath, put your nicotine on my pussy when you go to eat me out. I ain't got time for none of that.
The one thing I will tell you, the one thing that eyes are important to me too. Teeth and eyes. Like if your eyes look, one eye looking at me and the other looking the other way, I ain't gonna be able to do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it. I need them eyes to be right too. I cannot stand a cockeyed, cross-eyed, sleepy eye, any type of fucked up eye. I cannot.
I got a sleepy eye. You don't like looking at my sleepy eye.
Listen, it's not noticeable probably until you're drinking. And same like over here with my husband, like because his eyes be doing kind of weird stuff, like, but like when he looks up, like when he's laying down and he looks up, they'll go like, yeah, and I'm like, his eyes straight. Focus. You know what I'm saying? So, but if they start going wiggly, 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 I can't do it. I need one eye to be straight and when the other eye to be straight looking at me, not one eye this way and this eye this way. Cause I'm not gonna be able to do it. I think that your weight, I can do it, but that them fucked up teeth and that fucked up eyeball, it's one of them I'm ready to love. And I was like, how did he get on here?
Which one?
The one with the dreads, the one with the locks.
Oh yeah,
that I just be doing something.
It's kind of lazy,
and he's a popular with the ladies.
I don't even understand, but
because he dresses, he's just not the one. However,
and his locks is kind of like nappy.
Exactly, but you know what? Ready to love, they don't be ready for love. They be ready to just make it to the end, and so allegedly. But yeah, I'm no, Corey, to all of your questions, no.
No, absolutely not.
And if anybody's trying to change you, no. And if
no, it wasn't for me. It was an episode of Family or Fiance.
I saw that episode.
Is it a new season out?
No. I was watching some old ones.
I saw that episode.
Them shows is good.
They are.
Yeah, I do like that. I do like that show. Mm-hmm. With Dr. Tracy, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Them shows good.
Yeah, I do like that show. Before we get into the next topic or go on with this topic, I have to bring this up because I forgot to bring it up when we were talking about celebrities or that bullshit that happened in Montgomery. Did Kiki and what's his name break up?
I think so.
That's what I heard. I heard that. And because somebody's like, man, it's been a bad week. The breakup,
somebody did say that. And I was like, what breakup?
I think it was Kiki. I don't know. I'm gonna have to find out and report it next time.
Yeah. Report that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So did y'all I don't know if we covered the story, but since we're just talking, those police officers, those six police officers that went into this drug house and they sodomized, well, it wasn't a drug house, they accused them of being drug dealers and they held them hostage, they raped them, or buck breaking is what they call the shit for real, and did all kind of torture them for too many hours, were found guilty, weren't they, of the charges that it happened like last year. Did we cover that story?
I don't think we ever covered the story.
Okay.
I don't think we ever covered it. But it was Mississippi, right?
I believe so. With the six white officers or something like that.
Yeah, they tortured the two black men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We didn't cover this story, but we should have shamed their asses. They should have definitely been somebody that we shamed.
Well, they can be shamed now. I'll while you're talking about whatever you're talking about, I'll pull them up so we can shame them. I'll get that ball started so you can go on to the next thing.
All right. So, so we had somebody else write in a topic. Okay. So there is, let me find it. Sorry, y'all. I started going to
Pound Town.
So no, I started looking up your officer story. Anyway, so we had somebody to send us a topic in because and I kind of feel like we kind of discussed this before, but I think they want more information or whatever. So we always talk about slut shaming, but somebody asked, how do you deal with somebody who's always sex shaming you? Mm-hmm. And so I needed clarity because I know we've talked about it, like, oh, you're too vanilla, or you're, you know, just mm-hmm. the all the way vanilla mm-hmm. or all the way too sexual or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But she said that he claims that she is not sexually explorative because she's too insecure. Okay. And so she wants to know how you would deal with someone that you don't feel like you have any insecurities that are just that would make you feel this way, but you just don't know how to tell them that you're just not sexually explorative like them, and they make you feel bad.
Well, I think I don't know if this information, if we know this information, but I am a firm believer in, we'll find out what it is that they want to explore, what they want you to explore, you know, before you even have an answer. So I don't know if this person has explained, well, what is it? What the fuck is it that you want me to do that I'm not exploring? And then make a decision, okay, is that something that I would want to do, or is that something that I would be comfortable in doing? For me personally, I'm okay with exploring certain shit. So if you tell me this, I'm gonna be like, you know, well, what is it that you want me to do? If it's something that I would be open to, okay, cool, well, let's try it. If not, no, I'm not for that. And you calling me vanilla, saying I'm boring or whatever is getting to me, is pissing me off, is hurting my feelings, whatever is doing, communicate that to them. And just go on. It don't even have to be that complex, I don't believe.
Why? Okay, so this is my question. And I'm sorry if we've discussed this with this person before, like how they even end up together, because that is one of the very first few conversations you should have with your partner. Like what you like and what you don't like. You know, go into a relationship trying to figure out what somebody likes and what they don't like. Why the fuck are you there? Like mm-hmm. that most times in sex, like it's a gradual thing. It's a very gradual thing to get people. If you're on this other level, you just can't take them to your level. It's so gradual. And so, and it's literally one thing that you're sticking with for a little bit and then moving on to the next thing for a little bit and then moving on. It's, why are you with them? Like, why are you even with her or with him? I don't remember who was with who.
I feel like this is the change of consent person. Remember?
They were started doing all of it and then they wanted to change their mind in the middle. I thought we told them to get gone. I'm not interested in going back on these questions. Like, I'm not interested in going back to try to figure out who you are because you didn't explain to us the whole scenario. However, if you were in a situation where you've changed consent on what you're willing to do, then you fucked up and you need to move on to find somebody who was on your level. If you don't want to continue being sex shamed, because that person's going to be like, well, you used to do this and now you don't. Like, what is going on with you? Like, what is wrong? I don't understand.
I feel like if you're trying to explain away, anytime you try to explain something that you are not, or that you do not do, or that you aren't crazy, or that you didn't try to do this, the crazier you sound, the more guilty you sound. Like, that you can never just give an explanation without it feeling like it's something else. So if this person is trying to tell you that you're insecure because you no longer want to be, or you're not as adventurous in sex as they are, if they are telling you that you're insecure, these things make you insecure, and you're not insecure, just move on, or just don't fuck with them. Two people are not sexually competitive at all.
I feel like you are what you answer to. So if they say that you are vanilla and you, blah, 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 I'm not vanilla, you vanilla. You are what you answer to. So find you somebody that's on your sexual level, that's on your level. Y'all need to break up, divorce, whatever the fuck it is, get over, bye. It's over with. The relationship's over.
And we do appreciate you listening, because this is, when I was reading the question, I was like, this is almost like the consent question. Has to be. Corey, you over there rocking? You okay, boo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, you know, this question is ridiculous. And he's like, why the fuck are we answering the same questions? We told you to leave. If you were gave consent and you didn't, and now they teasing you about who you are and you ain't changed, you're not. Go to somebody else. It's over with. It's over.
It'll be fucked up though when she get with the next person, and the other person makes her relax and she can trust that person more, and it makes her more adventurous. So what the person who doesn't realize is, the person that keeps calling her insecure and all these things is because she don't trust you enough to be open with you to explore all those other things. So go ahead and leave them. And then the next person she get with, she probably gonna trust and be that freak. And he gonna be I didn't have a problem.
And also, don't go into some relationships doing some shit you know you're not gonna continue to do. Or else that next thing is gonna be in that same way.
A lot of people are not honest about what they're into, or it's just like that guy on this season that is the erotic
the writer.
You know what, I do respect is that he's putting it on the table.
He's putting it out, like, there.
This is what I like, you know what I'm saying? I like, what do you say, ass obsession or whatever he said,
ass worship.
Ass worship.
I was like,
okay. I want somebody to worship my ass.
Okay. Old girl was feeling it that they. Are y'all caught?
But I just think that they. It's just, you know, for them to act the way that they act on that show. Every time there's somebody that comes over there and they're sick on the show and there's any type of sexual liberation about them, they're like, oh, they're a creep, or they're this, they're that. And
let me tell you, I did not like that girl who, I want to say, was she the first one? No. She was the second one to go. She was in the bottom two the first night. And she, the one who got into it with the other girl at the meet.
I know who you talking about.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like how she asked old boy, like, what's the freakiest thing that you did? I didn't like that.
Yeah, and then use it against him.
Yeah, she wasn't asking because she was interested. She was asking to be judgmental.
To weaponize
and
to, it.
Yeah, and to weaponize it. And I didn't like that at all. And she was problematic from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad. But yeah, that like that whole situation pissed me off. Like, don't ask nobody that if you not... I feel like if you ask somebody that you in that vibe, you want to, you know, be sexual, talk sexual to them, not to, like you said, weaponize. That pissed me off.
Yeah, don't bring up sex. Don't even bring up the topic of sex if you're not going to want to hear, share.
Or be open. Just be open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
while we was on the show. While we were on the subject of ready love, let me just go ahead and get this out here since before I forget and we never ever talk about it again. There are two people on the show that I feel like they need to do a better match with their makeup or pat them off, because that one girl with the big nose that so reminds me of Miss Piggy for some reason. I don't know why, or Peppa Pig. It's something about her that I just can't get with. But anyway, her skin be shiny and oily and all that. And I'm just like, damn, somebody please give her an attitude like this. Hold it's on, just too much.
All the seasons. All of them.
Oh, but this one is especially bad. And then it's the other girl with the light skin girl.
At least they got better wigs this season.
The girl who's got short hair, but she's wearing all the long wigs.
The stylist girl.
Baby, if she don't get that makeup, if they don't go down like this with that damn I need you to do your neck.
And let me tell you who else I do not like. The one who is, she's so animated. She looked like she's performing all the time. The little one.
Oh. You talk about the Dallas cheerleader?
Oh, yeah. Her fashions is horrible. She had on these
first
boots.
First of all, she get on my nerves, and I don't know why she's still on the show.
Yes, them white boots, and I'm confused. I'm like, is it summer? Is it winter? Because some people got on sweaters, and then... It was very confusing.
It's awful. It's like they take on two different seasons.
Exactly. Like, I'm like,
it's
I'm,
all wrong.
Yeah, it really is.
I just want to say,
I don't like her. I ain't liked her since the moment she introduced herself. I was like, ugh.
She was so, it was just like she was on all the time. Like, I don't know what's really you, but let me tell you what was funny. My favorite part with her was when Oh Boy was like, it's definitely important for me, for whoever I'm with, is health conscious. And she was like, are you healthy? Because the nerve, like, you sitting over here like a big stuffed turkey and then go say, whoever you with gotta be health conscious or healthy or something. Yeah. And she was like, are you healthy?
With that shit,
that shit was funny to me.
It is. I'm just over everything in the world today. I just got to tell you. Like, the fact that I even got on today to talk about folks to do
Earth
this is amazing.
Earth is ghetto. I'm going to have to listen to that after I get off. I love that song.
So, Ebony, do you got some Say My Name?
I do. Someone hand-delivered this to me while I was in the braid chair. So, I'm going to tell you what they said. My name is Jamal. And I've been married to a man for 8 years. He recently told me that he wants to introduce women into our relationship.
Right.
He said that he believes he may be bisexual. Y'all, I don't do pussy. I think my marriage is over. Are there any alternatives to pussy that we can try so he won't go to the real thing? Help me, please, y'all. I love my husband. Damn, Jamal.
Corey, you go first. You go first so I can go get this toy.
Jamal, let me tell you something. I don't believe that there is anything that y'all can try, but the toy that Shari's bringing may be a good thing. But I feel like he wants a woman. It ain't necessarily just the pussy he wants. I think he wants a woman. Right. So this could be one of those things that we talked about like the last show where you outsource. When he wants some pussy, you outsource that.
And that is true. That is true.
And you know, you gone on and then he come back home or whatever the case may be, and y'all go on and live y'all life. But if it's a woman that he wants to be with, if he's someone that is exploring his sexuality, he feels like he's attracted to both, or maybe he is attracted to both, I don't feel like there's anything that will curb that. But this little toy here would be a great suggestion, maybe.
I agree. What was last week's episode number? What number are we on?
Let me tell you.
27.
Okay.
28.
Okay, go watch 228 to find out about the outsourcing thing. And Shari, introduce Jamal to your little friend.
Yeah.
So I still don't understand
what that was about.
Exactly. So she can scissor it, I guess.
Yeah. It was for scissoring purposes. Anyway, you can get this.
She has
a vagina and a butthole. She's like open a whole.
Open a vagina.
Okay.
Open the vagina for Corey so he can see the innards.
I'm opening her up. I'm opening
her. Vagina? You're ghosting it.
Yeah.
So my advice is to get you one of these. Try it out in the bedroom. And when he's as disinterested in this as I am, he won't want no vagina.
I think that I was gonna say something. I think that Jamal's husband, there's someone that has got caught his eye. And there is someone that has said, I'm gonna turn your ass straight. And they've been saying something, and she's smelling good and she's looking good, and she's been rubbing up against him, and his nature is rising. And he, watch out for the work wife, because I think that's who it is.
Husband has, he's had this feeling, or he used to fuck with females. That's what I feel. But Jamal, if y'all break up, even if y'all don't, hit me on Instagram at
cbrashart14. Oh.
And yeah.
214.
He said, yeah.
3,
yeah. And yeah. Yeah. I just feel like you need to let that one go.
Y'all gonna have a bunch of single ass listeners. I say maybe, you know, watch Jamal. Maybe you may like it. Try it. You may like
it. You watch it. Maybe you'll like to try it.
Corey, maybe you like it. Maybe you wouldn't even want to. You didn't even want to look at the toy.
Absolutely. Exactly.
He's absolutely throwing the crosses and shit like it's the vampire.
Absolutely not. But I mean, you know.
Jamal,
I probably could watch it. Honestly, I just don't want to be a part of it. Don't touch me.
Does heterosexual sex or porn get you excited?
Yeah, if the guy's really sexy. I ain't really no size queen, but no, like, and I don't even, you know how like on your little thing you can erase people? It's like I don't even see her. I'm just looking at him. So, but yeah, I mean, I could watch straight porn and get there. If it's a real nice session that's going on and stuff like that.
Y'all, I'm over this Jamal thing. I gotta tell y'all this. The ghost is back.
What ghost?
It came all the way to Oklahoma City.
Girl, whatever. That ghost ain't came to no Oklahoma to get to just have sex with
Listen,
you.
Listen, I don't know what it is about while I'm sleeping to have those often in my sleep. What is going on? I was not dreaming. The ghost is back.
What happened? She you was laying in bed.
Ghost be molesting her.
Yes.
I actually, it wasn't a ghost, it was aliens. Aliens raped me.
You know, you are close to Roswell.
Ebony, can you give us the closing? I can't.
Y'all, I gotta tell y'all this story real quick.
Yeah, tell your story.
We had on a cabin trip, we were in Broken Bow. And we had some brownies, right? And we were all having a good time and everything. And so then I went to the back. One of my friends was laying in bed on the phone. So I went to the back. I don't know why I got in the bed, but I got in the bed and I could not stop laughing. Like, I could not. Like, it was just like somebody had gave me some laughing gas. And I could hear my friends in the front, like, y'all, what is he doing? That would make me laugh even harder. So all of a sudden, some aliens just came down and raped me. Like, they was really raping me. They had their way with me. And I remember my friends was at the door, like, what are you doing? And they, like, flipped me over and everything. It was crazy.
They probed you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm being so serious
Ebony,
right now.
Yes. Ebony, please give us the closing.
You know what?
Please believe you.
Can you identify them? Can you identify what they look like?
I don't remember what they looked like, or I don't know. This was a while ago, but I know they raped me and I was screaming. I said, the aliens are raping me, and they were laughing at me.
And they never came into the room to check?
Yeah, they was like coming back and forth from like peeking in the door because like, and then like after that I started crying. It was a mess.
Did you have an orgasm? Did you finish?
Yes, I did.
It could be aliens, but it's definitely something.
I believe you, Evan.
Thank you, because it's true. Like, I don't know what. Hey, we are. If we are not the only ones on this earth, so I believe that it could happen. And it hasn't happened anymore.
Please give the closing. Thank you guys for listening. Please give us the closing.
Sherry, she hating because they know aliens go.
I know, or go. Nobody wants
her. I'm happy. I'm happy. And Corey, you was so fucking high that you really thought that was true.
It was like, serious, like I felt things.
I believe you because I know it can happen. So anyway, you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Please leave us a message. We welcome your feedback, your comments, and Ebonites. You know how I love your advice requests, so keep them coming. For you other people, we love your show ideas as well, so keep them coming. Please listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you're listening to your podcast. Make sure that we are your number one podcast that you are tuning into every Thursday on YouTube. Please subscribe, rate, leave a review, select a notification bell so that you're notified every Thursday when we drop new episodes. It's very important to us that you guys are fulfilled and satisfied with the content that we are putting out. So please even just leave us a review on how you feel about it. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. We have tees. Black and Naturally Unbothered. And that is a perfect t-shirt for Montgomery Brawl 2023 shirt. Please, we have them. And the Ultimate Eargasm shirt. So please, www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com. If you would like to order shirts for the bra, the black and naturally unbothered shirt is a wonderful shirt to have. You can please dial 205-308-8804. If you want to hear more about Corey's alien story, more about my ghost encounter, if you want to hear just me, just my voice, you can always call and get that voicemail, 205-308-8804. That is 205-308-8804. Please tell your friends to tell their ho-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. Please tell your friends to tell their ho-ass friends, their ho-ass mama, their uncles, their ho-ass aunties, their ho-ass cousins and uncles, and their grandpas, because I know all y'all got somebody in your family that's a ho, or somebody you know that's a ho-ass. I know you know somebody that's a pussy ho-ass. So please.
Is that the whole flag?
Yes, you waiting. 205-308-8304. Before we get off the line, I got to tell y'all about one experience I had while I was in Oklahoma City. So everybody knows I do not indulge and partake in the marijuana, okay? I don't do that, but I do enjoy going to dispensaries and I do enjoy edibles when my back is in pain or whatever the case may be. So I go in and you know, somebody else already been there to purchase them. So I go in, so I make a phone call, I can't go. Someone said, just go in. They ain't gonna ask you, just know what you're talking about when you go in. So me and Shan, we go in there, we go up in there and we look in and we see the pack says 1,000 milligrams. And we're like, we want that one. You know what I'm saying? But the guy is like, well, how many grams are y'all looking for? And we're looking, we say about 250 grams. And the guy looks at somebody else and he looks at us. And the guy was like, ask them for their card. So I whip out my ID. I'm about to give him my Alabama ID. And I'm like, my driver's license, right? And he's like, no, like your medical marijuana card. And I was like, what's that? You know, acting dumb, you know, so I already knew I was supposed to. He was like, you have to have a card to have this blah blah. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. And he was like, yeah, we figured you didn't because you asked for some shit that don't exist. It's the whole, and then he explained how the packages is what makes it blah blah. And he said, I can give you a slushie if you want that. You know, we can't sell you that. And I was like, nah, I was really looking forward to something to take back to Oklahoma with me. I mean, back to Birmingham with me. So, that is my, I did not get the edible I was looking for story.
You big dummy. I'm
sorry. Now I know better, and now I'm going to go to that one again. But I did not leave Oklahoma.
Was that the one? Was that the one on Lincoln?
No, I did not go to that one. I went to the one across the street from my family's business. There are two next door. So I went to one with him, and I was able to get something. But he sent me on my own to do whatever else I was doing and for that. And so I should have just got everything I wanted with that one while I was in it with him, but I didn't. So anyway, but I was able to get something. So I'm happy about that.
Well, good. I'm glad you were.
Yes. Thank you. So 205-308-8304. That's 205-308-8304. She's trying to close out. Until next time. Shit. Until next time. Hell. Until next time, bitch. Finish.
Peace out. We'll talk to y'all next time because I ain't got time for this hoe.
Bye.